I don't care what they say. You can keep the Taj Mahal. As far as I'm concerned, the most beautiful building in the world is the off-license at the Hand and Racket. I'd better get inside. The rain's washing the labels off the empties. Evening, Harry.
Evening, Mr. H. Nice weather for ducks, eh?
You've said it there. My goodness me, there's more water out there than there is in your beer.
Yeah. Very cold for this time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, it's perishing, perishing.
What's the forecast, then?
More to come. Just been watching the bloke on the television. Sticking little metal clouds all over the place he was. See, the trouble is, as he was saying, there's a deep depression over Ireland, you see. And it's moving in. By midday tomorrow, it'll be covering the whole of southeast England, southern Ireland, and the home counties. South cones have been hoisted.
They haven't.
They have.
What are they?
I don't know. But they hoisted them. Well, then, there we are. How much on that lot?
Well, that's not mine. Neither is that one.
What do you mean they're not yours? Of course they're yours.
They're Elements and Hunters. I can only take groindings. You ought to know that. Yeah, that's not mine either.
How do you know? How do you know? I took the label. I mean, there's no label on it.
I know. But you left a bit round the stopper. Look, Elements and Hunters. Now, don't try and swing it on me. I'm too old at the game. Wine bottles. Nothing on those. Nothing on spirits. Right, so let's see. That's Fortin's. What do you want? Packet of crisps?
No, I'll have 3 arrowroot biscuits. Fortin's on all that lot. It's disgusting.
Right. Now, what's your order?
Well, a good mind not to give it to you. It's a big one.
What, 2 miniatures this week?
You're a bit saucy tonight. What's the matter with you? Somebody knocked that pile of pennies down. Now, listen here. This is a big one. Now, just pin back your ears. This may well clean you right out. Now, I want 10 crates of stout, winter brew, 5 crates of best brown, 12 quarts of dragon's breath, 2 barrels of bitter, 2 crates of Danish lager, and a barrel of rough cider.
Blimey, you having a party?
No, my mother's coming over. Of course I'm having a party. Now then, carry on. 3 bottles of Harker's gin, 6 bottles of whiskey, 2 bottles of rum, pirate's pleasure. That's it then. Now, I want it delivered for tomorrow night.
Blimey, it's going to be a right booze up, isn't it? You won't get through that lot, surely.
What? This is just to get the dust out of their mouths. We'll be back tomorrow night for the main order.
Who's going to this party, then?
I'm having a reunion of my old army pals. The 3rd East Cheam Light Horse. 3 of their heaviest drinkers who ever set foot inside a pair of army boots. Do you know, I haven't seen any of them for over 20 years.
Get away.
20 years. Mark my words, Harry, there'll be some hijinks down the cuttings tomorrow night. You won't be able to hear the trains go by. Well, this won't get the baby washed. See you later, Harry.
Good night, Mr. H. Send the boy round with the stuff in the morning.
Sid, any more crates of brown out there?
Coming up. There you are. That's your last one. Oh, well, that's thirsty work, that is.
Get your hands off. You weren't a member of our regiment. If you want some beer, hold your own reunion. The King's Own Glasshouse deserters, weren't they?
Reunion, me? Gugger. What do I want to meet any of that mob again for? I can't understand you. This morbid desire to cling onto the past.
It's not just clinging onto the past. It was the wonderful feeling we had in those days. A sense of camaraderie, esprit de corps, being together. A job to do, and by heavens we did it.
Well, I don't know what sort of regiment you were in, but it wasn't like that in mine. As soon as those shells started coming over, we disintegrated. First bloke on a motorbike was off, never mind the others.
Well, it wasn't like that with us. It was one for all and all for one. Beautiful friendship formed then. Born in the heat of battle and forged in the plonk bars of Cairo. Oh, you'll love them, Sid. What a marvellous bunch of lads they were. The four of us, like quads we were. Smudger Smith, Ginger Johnson, Chalky White, and me.
Chipper's Hancock.
How did you know they called me Kippers?
With feet like that, what else could they call you?
The condition of my feet in those days was quite different to what they are now. Chasing the Hun across Europe, that was what flattened these, mate. You still see daylight under them as far as the Belgian border. I collected these feet trying to make Britain a better place to live in. So let's not have so much about it.
All right, you don't have to be so sensitive. It's only a little joke.
Yeah, well, I don't like these sort of jokes. Consider my feet as much of a war wound as any other sort.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right. So don't go on, that's all. Feet. All right. If I'd been an American, I'd probably have got the purple heart for these. Two, possibly. One for each plate. Smudger, Ginger and Chalky never used to laugh about my feet. They were true friends. The four musketeers, we were called. Inseparable we were. Wherever they went, I went. Here. Did I ever tell you about the time in Bengali?
Yes, hundreds of times.
When Smudger got... I'll never get this out. When Smudger got the chicken out of the cookhouse.
Yes, you told me.
And he stuck it up his blouse and he ran off.
Yes, I know about that. You told me.
And the officer shouted up, "Who's that man running away with the chicken stuffed up his blouse?"
Yes, I know. You told me that one.
And Smudger yelled out, "Hancock!" Oh, dear. I'll never forget that. I won't laugh.
You got court martial for that, didn't you?
Yes. He was a guard. He was always doing things like that. You couldn't help liking him. I did about 2 years for him, on and off. And birds. Could he get the birds? He's the only man I know who came back from Dunkirk with two women.
Two of them?
Well, it's too far for one girl to row, isn't it? He was a lad. Well, I'll tell you this. Next to Smudger, Errol Flynn's confessions look like the ramblings of a backward choir boy.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, we had blokes like him in our mob.
No, not like him. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, all right, then.
No, not like him. There couldn't be two like him. Not in the same army.
Well, me and the lads used to get up to a few larks.
They're not like the things we used to get up to.
Yes, all right, then.
No, I'm not... How can I put it? I'm trying to impress upon you, Sidney. We were different. Did I ever tell you about the time we got drunk in Naples?
Everybody got drunk in Naples.
Not like we got drunk. Roaring stiff we were. Rigid. Couldn't stand up. Up to here in Chianti we were. Standing on top of Vesuvius, pouring in bottles of vino redo. Nearly put it out. Just the same in battle. There we were, dug in, just outside Anzio, and the order came through, retreat on all fronts.
Retreat?
I looked at Smudger. I said, "Which way is Berlin?" He said, "That way." I said, "Right, that's the way we're going." So we put the lid on our toffee tin, and we were off. Me, Smudger, Ginger and Chalky, marching towards the whole might of the German army. Rifles at high port, bayonets drawn, one up the spout, singing the regimental march. Well, there it was. Death or glory. When the Germans realized we meant business, they threw everything at us. They brought up their 88 millimeters. One pointing at each of us. "Hands up," they shouted. Over the megaphone. Well, that did it. We assembled our 25-pounders. 25-pounders against 88 millimetres. The only chance we had was to try and shoot their shells down before they landed. Or, better still, put one down the barrel of their guns and hit their shell just as it was coming out. Thus putting them out of action. Step into the scene, move forward slowly, slowly edging forward to there we were in the inky blackness, 10 yards away from them. One giggle, one laugh from any of us could have meant death. Then, tragedy, tragedy. We hadn't brought our shells with us. Now there was only one thing for it, hand grenades. We pulled the pin out with our teeth, rushed forward, chickety stitch, and threw them. What an explosion. Right on their ammo dump. I've still got a piece of metal inside me.
You have?
Yes, I swallowed the pin. Still there. You can always tell when it's going to rain.
It's a pity you didn't swallow the hand grenade. What a load of old cobblers.
You'll see when they get here what sort of men they were. Heroes, mate.
Well, we had heroes in our mob, too.
Not like these, Sid. We were the bulldog breed, Kipling stuff we were.
Yeah, well, I remember once we were dugging outside Florence when we...
It wasn't the same, Sid, is it? I mean, we were specially trained.
So were we.
No, but not like we were.
Yeah, we used to get up to some things, too. I'm telling you.
No, not like we did, sir.
I remember one occasion we were advancing on Tripoli when all our tanks stopped.
Hey, something very similar happened to me.
I was saying...
Yeah.
All our tanks stopped, and because I had been had up before for flogging pickle to the Arabs, they all looked at me.
So we were waiting to make this parachute jump. We thought it'd be a laugh. We all four went down on one parachute.
So I said, it's no use arguing. I said, it's no use arguing, because Rommel will be digging in. So we rounded up a couple of camels and set off after him.
So we dropped 3,000 feet, hanging onto each other's ankles. And I said, it's about time somebody opened the parachute. So we looked up and half the panels were missing. Smudge's girlfriend had been at it.
And there we were, two on each hump. And
so we dropped... We dropped like stones. We saw a jeep going down past us on 6 parachutes. Jumped in it, started the engine. We were ready for off as soon as it hit the ground. The Germans put down their rifles and applauded. They said we can't fight against that sort of thing. What were you saying?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I can't fight against that sort of thing either. Here. Can I have one of those pastry things with the minced up bird stuffed down them?
I take it you mean the chicken vol-au-vent. And you can't. I'm saving them for Smudger. He's always hungry.
I get hungry as well.
Not like he does. He's a quick thinker. Did I tell you about the time in Germany when he was absent without leave and the Red Caps finally found him in a house with a German bird? And he said, thank goodness you've arrived. She's been holding me prisoner for 3 months. And he got away with it. Remarkable fellow. I don't know. There's going to be so much to talk about after all these years. This is going to be a party the like of which they've never seen around these parts.
It's them.
They've arrived, Sid. They're here. Stand by for the whirlwind. You won't know what hit you. They'll go through this house like a tornado. When the four of us get together, all hell will break.
Yes,
them.
All right. I'll go and let them in.
Oh, it's going to be like another do like that night in Rome, I know.
Mr. Smudger Smith.
Smudger.
Smudger!
It is. Smudger, isn't it?
Yes. How do you do?
How do you do? How do you do?
Chickity Stitch!
I beg your pardon.
The old greeting you haven't forgotten, Chickity Stitch, remember? As my hand came over, you grabbed it over your shoulder. I'd do a double flip, turn around and sink the old fist in the midriff. That's...
Oh!
What's the matter? Tummy trouble, it's nothing much.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got something for that. Hey, your favourite. Whiskey. Hilton bagpipes, 99 proof. Not a drop sold till it's a week old, eh? How much? The usual, right up the top? Say when it's running down the sides, eh?
No, thank you. Not for me.
Pardon?
Now, you see, I don't take it these days. It's the tummy, you see.
Yeah, but look, I mean, this is an occasion. 20 years. Come on, what are you going to have? Come on, we've got the lot here. Anything you like.
Well, all right, then I will have a small sherry.
Sherry? We haven't got any sherry.
Oh, in that case, I won't bother then. I'll have a cup of tea if you're going to make one.
Cup of tea. I know. Don't tell me. The Cairo special, eh? With the old rum in it, eh?
No. Just the milk and sugar.
Well, don't just stand there. Get a cup of tea for the whirlwind.
Terribly sorry, I'm forgetting my manners. This is Sidney James Smudger Smith, my old comrade in arms, and may I say it, Smudger, my best friend.
Please don't call me Smudger.
Don't call you Smudger? But that's your name. You haven't got another one, have you?
Yes. Clarence.
Clarence.
Yes, you see, I wouldn't like the name Smudger to get round it. Might jeopardise my position at the bank. I've got my own window now, you know.
Good. Yes, I always knew you'd get on.
But what happened to the plans you had when you came out whale fishing and lumberjacking and crocodile hunting in Australia?
Well, you see, I thought it over and I decided the security at the bank was a better idea.
But what about this restless urge for that adventure you always used to have? How does a job like that satisfy a firebrand like you?
Oh, well, it's quite exciting. I mean, sometimes at the end of the day, we're 5 shillings short. It gets quite thrilling.
Yes. Yes, I can see that.
Well, it's good to see you after all these years. Go on, take your hat and coat off.
I'll keep on the scarf. I don't want to catch cold.
Nice. It's been a long time, Clarence.
Yes.
Yes, we've got a lot to talk about, haven't we? Eh?
Yes.
Here, wait a minute. I know what I want to ask you. Here. Whatever became of that ATS girl you were knocking about with? You know the one. You know the one with the big hooter. The one you took out for a bet. Big feet she had, horrible girl. You remember, whatever happened to her?
I married her.
Ah, well, yes, I remember her now, yes. Yeah, she wasn't a bad girl. She had a nice disposition. Yes, I remember. Give me a drink, Sid, will you? Have one yourself.
Actually, I was wondering if I could ask a favour. You see, Mavis, my wife, she doesn't like me going out on my own, so I took... I hope you don't mind.
Well, I, you know...
You see, I out her.
Oh, well, in that case, I...
Oh, that's probably her now. She dropped off at the chemist to pick up the medicine. I'll go. Don't stir yourself.
So, that is the James Bond of the East Cheam Light Horse. Well, all I can say is I'm glad the others are coming. I don't fancy an evening with him and Maeve. I'll put the telly on, shall I?
You do no such thing and keep your voice down.
Why? He's probably hard of hearing as well, poor old devil.
He is not a poor old devil. It's 20 years. He's a bit shy, that's all. We haven't seen each other for so long. You wait till the evening goes on. I'll bring him out a bit. You'll see what a laugh he is. Shh, hang on. Say nothing, sir. So I said to Val Parnell, either my name goes above the juggler or I don't appear. So we... Oh. There you are. Mavis. As beautiful as ever. You haven't changed a bit. What about a kiss for your husband's best friend, eh?
I'd rather not. You never know what these things lead to.
Well, Yes, yes, quite well, well. Come on, go, sit down. Now, what about a drink, then? Come on, we've got to get rid of all this lot tonight. What's it going to be?
I don't drink.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't.
You see, Mavis comes from a very strict family. She signed the pledge when she was 14, didn't you, dear? And she has never had a drop of alcohol past her lips.
Drink is the refreshment of the devil.
Yes, well, I... And looks at it quite like that. It's a point of view, I suppose, and by all means a valid one. My of your strength. I couldn't do it without over there. Have a cigarette.
I don't smoke.
Oh. Clarence?
And neither does he.
No, I've given it up.
Yes, well, let's all sit down, eh? Mavis, that's not against your principles, is it?
No.
Yes, let's sit down. We've got such a lot of talk about all the old times. That's right. That's right now. Well, this is nice. I've been looking forward to this. Seeing you again after all these years, Smudger.
Clarence.
Yes. Yes. And your good lady wife, yeah. Oh, how the memories come flooding back. What about that time in Tripoli? Oh. When the four of us went down to that bird's house. And her father caged him. No, I think we better forget about that. Well, this is nice. I just remembered somebody. Oh, this will bring it back to you. Do you remember Dopey Kent?
No.
Yes, you do. The corporal. Tall fellow from Bradford. We all took the mickey out of him. Funny teeth he had. Do you remember him?
No, I can't place him.
Yes, you can. He was going about with that posh naffy girl from Walthamstow. We nailed his boots to the floor and blew the valley. He was in hospital for weeks. You remember him?
No.
Look, he was the next bed to that fat fella with a funny hair. What's his name?
Warner.
Warner. No. Post!
No.
No, it wasn't.
Right.
No. You remember him? He's a fat bloke. Got stuck in the turret of his tank that time when the ammunition started exploding. We all died. Oh, dear. What was his name? Well, anyway, he was in the next bed to this other fella.
What other fella?
The one with the funny teeth we all took the mickey out of came from... Oh, never mind.
We mustn't leave it too late, dear.
What about a game of cards?
I don't approve of gambling.
A cracker, this one, isn't it?
Here! Pardon?
Guess who's coming tonight?
Who?
Ginger Johnson and Chalky White.
Who?
Oh. Ginger Johnson and Chalky White. We were never out of each other's sight, the Four Musketeers.
Oh, yes, I think I remember. How are they?
How do I know? I haven't seen them for 20 years. You know, dear, we used to have some times together. You like Ginger, he's a bundle of laughs.
Yeah. I could do with one.
Yes, you two will get on well. Right up your street, he is. You like him too, Mavis. Life and soul of the party, the things he did. He stands on his head, he does, drinks a pint of beer without spilling any. You want to see him in a woman's hat? He's a scream. He's got May West off to a tea. You see, he gets these two balloons, and he gets these two, and he... How about some food? You do eat food, I take it.
No, thank you. I don't eat the bread of today. We make our own.
Well, take the bread off and eat the meat.
I'm a vegetarian.
Clarence?
No, I...
Yes, I know, the tummy, yes.
Mavis has a nut cutlet waiting for me at home.
Oh, good heavens, man, you're not a squirrel. Have a sandwich.
Mr. Hancock, there's no need to make fun of people's beliefs. If we choose not to eat meat or drink alcohol, that is our affair.
No, there wasn't much point in coming, was there?
Well, if that's the way you feel, come, Clarence.
No, 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 farm. Come on, sit down, please. I'm sorry.
No, let him go. I've had more giggles at a funeral.
I don't need any more of your rudeness, Mr. whatever your name is. Don't you think your sarcastic looks and mutterings have gone unnoticed? Or the way you've been sitting over there, drinking rather heavily, to my mind.
Aye. Now, you listen, girl. You might be able to push old Whirlwind here around, but don't you tell me.
Don't you speak to my wife like that.
Shut up. Now, you listen to me, mate. You might have been a bit of a tearaway 20 years ago, but I don't fancy your chances now.
Now, sit, please.
You keep out of this. This is the most exciting part of the evening so far. As I was saying, if you care to step outside and try your luck, I'll be only too willing to oblige you with a mouthful of knuckles.
Now, look, Sid, please, no bounce-ups at my reunion. Sit down. Have a drink. Don't go. Wait till Ginger gets here. You like him. He's a card. That's him. That'll be Ginger. Now we'll get things going all friendly and lively, just like the old days, eh? He's had a million laughs, this boy. Go on, let him in, Sid. Keep your hands occupied. Don't take any notice of Sid. He's got a heart of gold. It was the war, you know. He goes off now and then. Just sit back and enjoy yourself. Ginger will liven things up.
Mr. Ginger Johnson.
It can't be. It is. Ginger. Ginger. Good old. Where's your hair? You're bald. You had a great mop of flaming red hair.
Well, it's been a long time and none of us getting any younger, are we, Smudger?
Look, I'm not Smudger, I'm Kippers.
Are you? Well, can't see very well with these glasses. Oh, yes, so it is. How's your feet?
I told you he was a laugh.
Hello, Chalky, I haven't seen you for a long time.
My name is Sid. Chalky hasn't turned up yet.
Yeah, but look, before we get down to the drinking, while you can still focus, take a drink. Now, just slowly, just get, watch it. Turn around, and look who's here.
Stone the Crow, Dopey Kent.
It's Smudger.
Well, you certainly made a big impression on each other, you lot, didn't you?
Smudger, the Four Musketeers.
Oh, of course, Smudger.
Clarence. How do you do?
Well. Here, whatever happened to that ATS you were knocking about? You know, the one with the big hooter. You know, you took her out for a bet. You know, she had big feet.
That's right. Yeah, well, we've gone through all
every
that before.
Time
forget it. We've done it. Well, there you are, you see. I told you it was a million laughs.
Well, I think we ought to be going, Clarence.
No, don't go. Chalky isn't here yet. Oh, you must meet Chalky. Actually, he was the real live wire amongst us. He was the one who was really behind all the things we used to get up to. The capers he thought up. Do you know, without him, we were quite dull. It's hard to believe, I know. A bundle of energy he was. He knew more stories than any man in the army. Where he got them from, I do not know. Risky way he were, yes, but never coarse. He used to have us in fits. Oh, wait till he gets here. It'll be just like old times. Here he is, the man we've all been waiting for. I bet he's got some more stories. Sid, let the ringleader in. 20 years. We'll be up all night with him. I laugh just to think of some of the jokes he used to tell me.
Mr. Chalky White.
Hello, Tony, old son.
Chalky White, as I live and breathe, you haven't changed a bit. We've been waiting for you. Tell us some of the old stories. You know, the one you used to tell in the barracks. Get the booze out. You'll sick that lot in half an hour. Come on. Let's have one. Come on. We've all heard them, but it's the way you tell them. No one can tell the one about the British officer in the girl's flat like he can. Now, come on. Let's hear that one. Now, listen. You just listen to this. He'll have you on the floor. Well, come on, Chalky. What are you waiting for? Liven the place up. Take your coat off.
Thank you.
Don't tell me you've changed as well. Oh, dear.
Would you, like a drink, Vicar?
Yeah. Cheer-o, it's been a very successful evening. Just like the old days.
We must do it again.
Yes, 1975 at your place. Here, Aunt Mavis, here's a pint of beer for you. Wash your hair in it. Cheer-o, Ginger. It's been most enjoyable. We'll make it a regular do of this, eh?
Well, I don't think we're bothered, do you?
No, perhaps you're right. Well, look after yourself. Well, cheer-o, Chalky, but you're great. You'll be at it. Reverend?
Well, it's been very enjoyable seeing you again.
Well, best of luck in your new job and all that.
Peace be with you, my son.
Thank you very much. You're most kind. Cheer-o. Goodbye. What a come down. I've never seen three men change so much in all my life.
Told you it was a mistake in the first place. You can never pick up the traces again. What's gone is gone. Never try to recapture the past.
Ah, perhaps you're right, Sid. One should be content with one's memories.
Come on. Let's get drunk. Let's see who can drink the most without taking the bottle out of their mouth.
Yeah, all right.
Hey.
Oh, one of them's forgotten something.
Hello, 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 Tony boy! Oh, I'm here and ready to go. Remember me, Scrunger, that is? Well, come on, let's get in the old beer then. Boy, have we got things to talk about. What about the old meeting then? Hey, chicken and snitch!
Get out. I remember him. He was the most miserable perisher in the whole regiment. Come on. I'll give you a toast. To absent friends. And long may they stay that way. Good health.